Today's reading begins in 2 Kings chapter 13, verse 1. 2 Kings chapter 13, verse 1. In the 23rd year of Joash the son of Ahaziah, king of Judah, Jehoahaz the son of Jehu began to reign over Israel and Samaria, and he reigned 17 years. He did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, and followed the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, which he made Israel to sin. He did not depart from them. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he gave them continually into the hand of Hazael king of Syria, and into the hand of Ben-Hadad the son of Hazael. Then Jehoahaz sought favor of the Lord, and the Lord listened to him, for he saw their oppression of Israel, how the king of Syria oppressed them. Therefore the Lord gave Israel a warrior, so that they escaped from the hand of the Syrians, and the people of Israel lived in their homes as formerly. Nevertheless, they did not depart from the sins of the house of Jeroboam, which he made Israel to sin, but walked in them, and the Asherah also remained in Samaria. For there was not left to Jehoahaz an army of more than 50 horsemen and 10 chariots and 10,000 footmen, for the king of Syria had destroyed them and made them like the dust at threshing. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoahaz and all that he did, and his might, are they not written in the book of the chronicles of the kings of Israel? So Jehoahaz slept with his father, and they buried him in Samaria, and Joash his son reigned in his place. In the 37th year of Joash king of Judah, Jehoahaz the son of Jehoahaz began to reign over Israel in Samaria, and he reigned 16 years. He also did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. He did not depart from all the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, which he made Israel to sin, but he walked in them. Now the rest of the acts of Joash, and all that he did, and the might which he fought against Amaziah king of Judah, are they not written in the book of the chronicles of the kings of Israel? So Joash slept with his fathers, and Jeroboam sat on his throne. And Joash was buried in Samaria with the kings of Israel. Now when Elisha had fallen sick with the illness of which he was to die, Joash king of Israel went down to him and wept before him, crying, "My father, my father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen." And Elisha said to him, "Take a bow and arrows." So he took a bow and arrows. Then he said to the king of Israel, "Draw the bow," and he drew it. And Elisha laid his hands on the king's hands, and he said, "Open the window eastward," and he opened it. Then Elisha said, "Shoot," and he shot, and he said, "The Lord's arrow of victory, the arrow of victory over Syria. For you shall fight the Syrians in Aphek until you have made an end of them." And he said, "Take the arrows," and he took them, and he said to the king of Israel, "Strike the ground with them," and he struck 3 times and stopped. Then the man of God was angry with him and said, "You should have struck 5 or 6 times. Then you would have struck down Syria until you had made an end of it, but now you will strike down Syria only 3 times. So Elisha died, and they buried him. Now bands of Moabites used to invade the land in the spring of the year. And as a man was being buried, behold, a marauding band was seen, and the man was thrown into the grave of Elisha. And as soon as the man touched the bones of Elisha, he revived and stood on his feet. Now Hazael king of Syria oppressed Israel all the days of Jehoahaz, but the Lord was gracious to them and had compassion on them, and he turned toward them because of his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and would not destroy them, nor has he cast them from his presence until now. When Hazael king of Syria died, Ben-Hadad his son became king in his place. Then Jehoash the son of Jehoahaz took again from Ben-Hadad the son of Hazael the cities that he had taken from Jehoahaz his father in war. 3 times Joash defeated him and recovered the cities of Israel. The record of these kings that walked in the sin of Jeroboam continues. None of them are producing a reformation toward God, though God does show some compassion toward them. And he does make that statement that it was because of the covenant that he had with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that he had this compassion upon them. That was the covenant that he had made, that promise that he had made to Abraham, but that would bring all the way forward into Christ. So the plan of God for the salvation of men was to stay in place. And so even though they had been so severely oppressed that their army is about gone, God gives them victory nonetheless 3 times against their enemy. They are able to retake some of those cities. I am amazed at the love and the mercy of God that he doesn't give up on us. He keeps giving us opportunities to repent, opportunities to turn toward him. We might sin in such a way that we think that we're unworthy of forgiveness. Or maybe we keep struggling with a particular sin and we think that God won't continue to forgive us. Yet what we read about God tells us that He continues to look down on us, just looking for repentance, waiting to bless us and to extend His mercy toward us. We need to keep that in mind as we go about every day. That in as long as we breathe, we have the opportunity to repent. As long as we're here, we have the opportunity to reform our lives and turn toward Him. So let's do so. Let us work to serve Him today and every day. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.